Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
That's a slap in the face.
Yes, God.
Sometimes it's just as simple as us not understanding how we should be working for God. And if you understood your divine assignment the way that I do, you will understand when you are walking in your divine assignment, you will become wealthy.
Oh.
That's your blessing for your breakthrough.
Yes,
maybe
God.
In your divine assignment, that's when you're going to meet your spouse.
Oh.
Maybe in your divine assignment, as you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, then all the other things shall be added. Maybe that's your healing and your deliverance. Now begin to pursue the book of remembrance. All these other things started coming to surface, and I ran after it. And now, what, a decade later, I'm standing in a region working in a ministry that I didn't even know was a part of my destiny. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I was going to be in this position, I would have laughed in your face and said, no, I'm in corporate America. I'm working for Kellogg's. I'm top executive in their marketing department. Ministry, please. I prayed to the Lord to not allow me to marry someone in ministry. So you know what he did? He's so wise. He knew that that was my destiny. But then I was telling the Lord I didn't want that as my destiny. So he said, I know April, that's my daughter. If I come to her with a man or a suitor who's already in ministry, she won't even give him a second chance. So he had to bring me my husband cloaked in another personality. My husband that I have today, when we met, he wasn't in ministry. When my husband, when I met, he was just a man that loved the Lord. He had a different industry. And I said, I could get with this because I didn't want a deacon. I didn't want a preacher. I sing too much. I grew up in ministry. Some of you all may know my pastor, my father was a pastor. Not just a pastor, but he was in Church of God in Christ. He's a superintendent. We were kind of high up in our jurisdiction. I've seen a lot. And I said, Lord, I don't want it. So God said, okay, then I'm going to send you somebody halfway in, halfway out. And I said, cool, I can deal with this. He loves the Lord. That's all I want. I want to pay my tithes and I want a vacation. Bam. Then, what a year into our marriage, my husband turned to me. He said, I think I'm called to be a pastor. I said, no! And God, I could just picture God looking down. He said, gotcha. But this is what God would do.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. When I was more patient with God and when I stopped doing my sinful things and sinful thoughts and sinful actions and I begin to now walk a little bit better, I'm not perfect, not at all, but I become a lot better. Every year you should be better than the last year. You shouldn't be making the same dumb mistakes as you were last year. You shouldn't be getting up in those type of dramatic circumstances as you did last year. Every year you should be better.
Amen.
And the only way you get better is every day you go to bed wiser than you did when you woke the previous day. Learn something every day. Learn something about life. Learn something about personal development. Learn something about the Lord. Learn something about the Word. Learn one fact a day, and you'll be wiser over the course of 365 days. And that's what we did.
Amen.
And because of me becoming wiser and learning about the book of remembrance and learning how to walk prostrate and learning how to walk circumspect, learning how to be better in his presence, God bless me. My name has come before the Lord plenty of times in that book of remembrance. See, people think it's just a one-time thing. Some theologians think that it's because of the end time at the end. No, it's not for the end time after the rapture. No, it's for now. And your name can come up as many times as it needs to. You know why? Think about it. Do the math. If we say this world is going to hell in a handbasket, if we say that this is evil world that we're living in, and Jesus is soon to return, that means a lot of people out of billions are not making the Book of Remembrance. So doesn't that mean that you have a higher percentage of your name being on there duplicate times? Because now if a lot of people are disqualifying themselves, now your name has the opportunity when he's looking to and fro. He's like, man, I really wanted to bless somebody in Alabama, but everybody's going and doing their own thing. But, oh, man, my daughter's still faithful. Let me go ahead and bless her again. You get the blessings.
Yes.
Did you think about that? You get the blessings of the unrighteous. When the Lord wants to bless somebody in a different region, in a different state, and he wants to just be generous because he's a generous God, other people will disqualify themselves because they're doing what they want to do. But if you're still faithful, saying, God, I thank you. I'm still meeting you in 4 a.m. prayer. I'm still meeting you in midnight prayer. I'm still reading a chapter a day. I'm just going to be thanking you, have a praise on my lips, speaking in my heavenly language while I drive and commute to work. He said, let me go ahead and bless this person again. I bless the last month, but she's just so consistent. He's just so consistent. I'm going to bless him again this month. And
Amen.
Then you wonder why some people just go from blessing to blessing to blessing, elevation to elevation to elevation, promotion to promotion to promotion. We didn't understand it because there were some things that we would have promotion like 7 days later and get another promotion. We're like, where did this come from? This is a lot. But thank you, Lord. He said, wasn't nobody else doing it. So I just blessed you double because they didn't get it.
Come on,
wow.
Double. I receive it.
Yes, amen.
That is so logical. If you take the time to think about this stuff, you'll understand how God works, and you'll be a lot patient with them. I thank God for you all. We love you. I hope this message really encouraged you today, but most of all, empowered you. By our definition, it's a gifting of giving resources, wisdom, strategy, kingdom principles. Why? So that you can make an informed decision. So now the next time, because as soon as I preach this, tonight, tomorrow, this week, later on this month, there's going to come a temptation for you to act maybe sexually immoral, maybe to tell somebody off with your language, with your words. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you're going to reach for that Molly. I don't know. But you have an option now to make an informed decision. When you want to be slothful, and God said, get started on your book. When God says, go ahead and start making your incorporation, license your business, and you know, I'll get to it later. I'll just rather watch TV, eat. What's in my refrigerator? When God says for you to fast and push back the plate, oh, well, I got cramps today. I don't know. I'm coming on my menstrual. I don't feel it. Okay, be apathetic if you won't. You'll miss it because in due season, don't you understand? When there's a due season, that means there are things you have to do lining up to the due season. Your name just isn't going to be dropped in the hat. You have to be in position for the due season. So some of you all had due season, but because you weren't in alignment or because you didn't do the preparation work beforehand, you disqualified yourself. And then you want to blame God for forgetting you. Ha! When he's been trying to get you prepared. He's been trying to get you to fast, incorporate your business. He's trying to get you in that midnight prayer. But you decided to keep sleeping, keep eating, and keep going on doing whatever you wanted to do and not taking care of your business. And you wonder why some people get blessed and you don't. Wow. I know it's quiet because I know each and every single one of you all, I've touched on something in your life. I don't even have to know your name. In every last heartbeat on this line, some of you all said, ouch, that was for me.
Amen.
Some of you all, it was all of it, all of the above.
Yes, Lord, I received.
Oh, that's okay. I love messages like this. Because it makes you do better. You do better because you know better. Now you know better, repent, and go forward. It's just that easy. And he will forget and blot out your sins. Does that make sense? Does this make sense?
Yes.
Praise God. So I want to give, hallelujah, the phone over to our own General Andrew. He wants to have closing remarks. But I want, before I bring him on, for everybody on the line to just scream, hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be unto God. That was an awesome message. Father, we thank you for this dear, precious woman of God, Lord God. Cover her in your blood. Let there be no backlash or retaliation for the word that has went forth in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, you continue, Lord God, to bless her even as she blessed us, even as she poured out upon us, pour back into her, rejuvenate her, strengthen her, Lord God, encourage her and empower her, inspire her, Lord God, and continue to use her further for the kingdom of God in Jesus' wonderful name. Let all God's people say
Amen.
Powerful message about the book of remembrance. Actually, we were talking about this, the book over the last few weeks. We were talking about the book of remembrance. Me and Apostle April, how she was studying that, up on the book of remembrance, and it's just so fascinating. And she brought out a lot of very good points. I hope you guys really, really keep that close to your chest. If you didn't take any notes, go back and listen to the replay during the week. When you begin to get tempted or you begin to fall short or, you know, the devil just begin to bother you, always go back and listen to the replay. That's why we record these messages for you. I remember back in the day, we had at my old bishop church where I used to go, we had a librarian. They used to record his tapes, and they used to sell them for like $2, I think. I used to buy every Sunday. I used to go buy his recorded messages, and I used to play them all throughout the week, even when I'm going to bed, because it just helped feed my soul. But that was me. That's how I got down. I just couldn't get enough of the word. But I encourage others to do the same. And I'm just telling you, it's just amazing, especially when you think about the harvest. And I'm not going to hold you because she preached, but I just want to say this. You think about the harvest. Dr. Mike Murdoch was just saying last night, he was just saying sometimes he asked God, like, God, where's my harvest? You know, I just sowed. And God would say, you see those 1,000 cars that pass you by every day? He said, that's my harvest for you. So sometimes, even if we don't believe God is remembering us, it's good to know that he's always remembering you, because even in protection, he's remembering you. That could be your harvest protection. Don't you know how easy it is to go out there and get smacked dead by a car or a bullet or whatever? So stay encouraged with that. My wife was just encouraging me the other day. She was encouraging me because we had just sold a $5,000 seed. I think a couple of weeks ago we sold a $5,000 seed, and then about four days later, we sold another $1,000 seed into our covering, and we blessed. Don't get me wrong. We are tremendously blessed. We see blessings every single day, but the manifestation of what I wanted to see didn't manifest yet, and she was like, get time to work. He going to remember us, and then she began to talk about the book of remembrance. So, you know, even with us, we encourage one another. We encourage ourselves. And so I just pray that this message encouraged you all. Let your name be in a book of remembrance. And I'm going to say this, let it be in a book of remembrance for good things, not bad things. You don't want your name to be like, oh, come up in a book of remembrance. Amen. I remember how she was whoring around, or I remember how he was complaining all the time. You don't want that. You want good things to come up. Not saying that you will be perfect, but, you know, ain't none of us perfect, but we should walk in a perfect effort, always give a perfect effort. So, amen, that message was powerful. I want to say another thing also. Glory be to God. You guys can sow into the word today. It is Sunday. I'm going to start saying that more, because we're in a conference line don't mean anything. You can sow just like you're sitting in a regular church building. So you can go to the website. You can sow your seed. Whatever you want to sow, God will bless it. So I just wanted to put that out there. Also, she mentioned something about Molly and stuff. There's some people that's doing Molly, even some Christians, whether you believe it or not, quote-unquote Christians, that's experimenting with Molly and doing other quote-unquote recreational drugs. So that's why we made that song, No Molly. You know, that is an encouraging song to try to help people recognize that, you know, it ain't the way to go. That's why we create these. A lot of times that's why we create this music. Sometimes we just create it just because we just love to have fun. We just do what we do. Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
Amen. So I love you guys very much. I decree and declare blessings over your life like never before in the name of Jesus. We stop and we block accidents or incidents that want to take place on this week in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, we prophesy over everyone that's under the sound of my voice. They shall prosper and their name shall come up in the book of remembrance.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.